Studio 360.
If you have a radio, and I'm pretty certain you do, and if you ever switch away from your public station, you may recognize this voice.
You're listening to Delilah.
Like a lot of super famous people in show business, Delilah Renee Luke goes by just the one name. She has hosted a national call-in radio show for 30 years talking to listeners about their various relationship problems.
So you've been good friends for 3 years. How old are you?
I'm 19.
And he has all the qualities that you would want in a forever partner.
Yeah.
And he's crazy about you.
Yeah.
And the problem is what?
I don't want to lose him as a friend.
If I were you and I had somebody absolutely crazy in love with me that I liked and that was my friend and was attractive, I would take the chance.
And for each one, she prescribes a song, a particular kind of song. In this case, Not a Bad Thing by Justin Timberlake.
Said all I want from you is to see you tomorrow.
8 million listeners tune in every night. Delilah has also published several books, each one of them about love, which, yes, I know, all sounds kind of cheesy, but she knows that and calls herself the queen of sappy love songs. So as Valentine's Day approaches, I wanted to talk to this particular phenom. Delilah, I am happy to meet you.
Hi, Kurt. Thank you.
I mentioned earlier that on your show for each and almost every caller, you play a particular custom chosen love song. And as you say, sappy ones. What do you love about those?
I think one of the reasons that I chose this path for my career is because I have always loved music. My father was a musician. He had a country western band. I was raised around people that danced. You know, my parents would go out to the Eagles or the Elks almost every weekend so they could dance. And they knew how to dance, like jitterbug and waltz and four-step and two-step. And so music has always been a part of my life. And my father was a wonderful lyricist. So from the time I was small, I loved music, particularly lyrics. And I probably would be a musician except for one small fact, Kurt.
Which is what?
I can't sing.
Well, then this is your vicarious way to be in the music business, I guess.
Exactly. But I love music and I have like this storehouse of lyrics in my brain. So if you call me and you tell me a situation, I can find a song that hopefully lyrically speaks to your situation.
Do you not have people feeding you, oh, give them this, give her this, give her this? Or this is all in your head?
Well, I have a person feeding me this. Her name is Jane. She's been my producer for 25 years. And so she has a little different taste in music and a different storehouse of lyrics in her head. And so we will argue back and forth where I'll say, you know, play Elton John, You Gotta Love Somebody. And she'll like, oh, that's so yesterday. Let's play Pink instead. And so we'll go back and forth. And then I remind her, Jane, I'm the one that writes your check. So we'll go with what I chose. And she'll remind me, Dee, I'm the one that controls your microphone. So shut the heck up. And probably 90% of the time I defer to Jane because, you know, she's smarter than me.
Well, that's always a good thing to do with one's producers. But now you say, again, self-deprecatingly, I'm the queen of sappy love songs. Are there songs that are just too sappy even for Delilah?
Yeah, there are songs that are so sappy that's like eating a spoonful of sugar. It just puts my spirit on edge, you know. But unfortunately, they're really, really still requested.
And I've heard that one song that goes over your line is Bette Midler's version of The Wind Beneath My Wings.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be.
Yeah, well, see, I like the version by Lee Greenwood the best.
Yeah, the country version.
The wind beneath my wings.
That I can listen to maybe twice before I want to put a pin through my eyeball. But Bette gets requested. It's like, how many years ago? 30 years ago, the movie came out? Beaches.
Beaches, right.
I still get requests for that song every night.
Do you ever relent and play it?
Sometimes. Yeah. If it's a really, really, really good story and no other song, I can't talk them into any other song.
Have there been callers that stick in your memory that, wow, that was an amazing conversation I had?
Oh, yeah. Probably my favorite story was years ago when we weren't on as many stations as we are on now. Now, it's hard for somebody to get through two or three nights in a row. Used to be, you know, I'd get the same, you know, 50 people that called every night. Anyway, a gentleman called, wanted to dedicate a song. He was reminiscing. He was feeling melancholy, wanted a song for his girlfriend he had dated in high school. Uh-huh. I aired his call and I took his information down. After I aired the call, a woman calls and says, oh, my God, I know that couple. I know him. I know her. We were friends in high school. We all went to prom together. I'm going to try to get in touch with her and let her know that Mike was thinking about her. Okay, great. A few nights later, the girl calls me and says, I can't believe my old boyfriend got in touch with you. Can I get in touch with him? And I said, no, I can't give you that information. If anything happened and you got hurt, I would feel responsible, but give me your information and I'll see what I can do here. So now I have both their contact information. I talked to Janie and we agreed to do a three-way call with them and put them in touch. Okay. Off the air. 2 or 3 weeks later, Mike calls me back. Can't even talk. He's so emotional. I'm like, are you okay? He says, yeah. He said, after we talked with you, we agreed to meet.
Uh-huh.
And we set up a time to meet in a restaurant. And he says, I walked in and she was as beautiful as she was the day I left and joined the military. He said, we sat, we talked for probably 10 or 15 minutes. She said, I have a little surprise for you. And in walked my 21-year-old daughter.
Well, that's sort of the ultimate sappy but true Delilah story then.
It gets better. 6 months later, on the air, I get a call from the daughter who says, how would you like to come to a wedding?
Of course.
Her folks got married after being apart 22 years.
Wow. Well, your work is done.
I was like, does anything get better than this?
Do you remember the first time either of them called, what song you played?
I'm sure it was Wind Beneath My Wings. No. I don't remember.
You have a lot of children, 13 children, which seems to me it would suit you to give advice to people about love. You've also been married 4 times. How have those two large facts shaped how you do your job?
Well, with each one of the children that God either gave me through birth or adoption, there have been challenges. In my first son, I was married to his father. He left when my baby was 10 months old, and I was a single parent. And my son is mixed. His father was black. So my family had disowned me. Mm-hmm. I had no family to lean on. He was long gone. And here I am, 24 years old, with a mixed baby in a world that at the time that wasn't really acceptable. So having Sonny, and I was a single parent for 10 years, raising him alone, gave me so much to draw on, like so many experiences we went through. I mean, there was a time we were homeless. There was just so much stuff that we went through that when a young mama calls me and says, you know, I'm a single mom, I got 3 kids. I know what she's going through.
Right.
I know what it's like to choose between, am I going to pay my rent or am I going to buy food for my kid? You know, those, I know those choices.
And you know what happens when relationships don't work out that you were counting on being forever.
Forever and always, as our song said.
Yeah.
And then I had a marriage that only lasted 6 weeks and was annulled. I married on the rebound and certainly discovered that you should not do that. And
yeah.
So when somebody calls me and says, you know, my husband left me last year and I just met this wonderful man. Our divorce has been final 2 weeks and I'm ready to get married again. I'm like, no, don't do that. Put the brakes on.
Yeah. So you have lived it as well as talked it.
Yeah. There's really not much you can call me and tell me that I don't have some basis for understanding.
Well, in that case, you have some big fans on the Studio 360 staff, and some of them recorded a few stories about current love issues to share with you if you're game to listen.
Sure.
Hey, Delilah. My name is Zakia. I'd like to request a song for my friend. She interned here in New York last summer, and during that time she met a guy, and she fell in love, but then she had to move back to Miami, and she just found out that she got a job in New York, so she's going to be moving back in the summer, and she doesn't know if she should rekindle that romance or just leave the past in the past.
Wow. Well, there's a big piece of that story that's missing that I would have to find out. But if they still love each other and they were still best friends and now she's coming back, heck yes!
There you go.
Yeah! You need After All, Peter Cetera and Cher.
After all the stops and starts, we keep coming back to these two hearts. Two angels who've been rescued from the fall.
Hi, Delilah. This is Andy. I would like to dedicate a song to my friend Brooke. She fell in love with this guy, Josh, like 8 months ago. And like almost as soon as she fell in love with him, he started dying and he died. And it was incredibly sad. And she's been incredibly resilient and really appreciative of him, but is kind of having a hard time now. So I'd like you to play something for Brooke.
Wow. That's very sad. Celine Dion wrote a song years ago that isn't played very often, but in situations like this, I would play it, and it's called Fly. And it's about the loved one, the person that you'd lost, their spirit flying. It's just very beautiful, so that's what I would play.
Fly, fly, do not fear. Don't waste the breath, don't shed a tear. Your heart is pure. Be on your way, don't wait for me. Above the universe you'll climb, on beyond the hands of time. The moon will rise, the sun will set, but I won't forget.
Delilah, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending especially this much time with me when you've got to spend the next 5 hours on the air.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kurt.
You can hear Delilah on the radio 7 nights a week. I've always wanted to say check your local listings and 24 hours a day online.
Hi, this is Delilah. You're listening to Studio 360.